Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Half of older dialysis patients die within a year. If you're over 65, dialysis hazardous, or is it because we aren't taking care of ourselves? This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and could a common food preservative make you fat? The answer is yes. We'll tell you which one. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, 943A, the news of the week, and what it means to you. Yeah, you got to avoid propionate. That's the food additive that makes you fat. And this is the news of the week, but especially what it means to you. So we'll go over that, as well as long-term antibiotic use may up women's odds for heart trouble. Yeah, it does in this study. And want to lower your risk for heart disease? Eat breakfast every morning. We told you that in What to Eat When, but another study is confirming it. And if you're driving kids, don't smoke marijuana and don't drink alcohol. Yeah, this is unbelievable. In the state of Washington, where they have recreational marijuana, 14%, well, I'll come back and tell it to you in a second, but 14% of drivers have THC on their breath, 0.5% alcohol. So they're much better at avoiding alcohol when they're driving kids. When they aren't driving kids, 18% THC, 4.5%, 9 times greater alcohol than they had when they were driving kids. So looks like there is a great worry about alcohol, but both of them impede your ability to make judgment, impede your ability to operate heavy machinery. Please stop smoking or eating marijuana when you're driving kids, or even when you're driving yourself, because remember, that guy on the other side of the road trusts you. That's part of our driving pledge. We trust each other. Okay, let's go to the rest of the stories. Fatal drug overdoses surging among young Americans, and it isn't just men, it's women, young women, the overdoses. And it isn't just opiates, it's all of the drugs, including the speed drugs, you know, the amphetamines, and the psychoactive drugs. Oh gosh, we're killing people with it. And they both increased over 40% in the last 2 years. Horrible. So drug deaths, it's not just the old, it's the young as well, meaning millennials. And it's not just 40 to 60 where it is with just pure opiates, with the mixture of speed and with the mixture of alcohol and the mixture of psychotropic drugs, it's everything. We already talked about how many drivers are testing positive for marijuana with kids in the car. Stop it. That's a responsibility you got to avoid doing this for kids. Half of older dialysis patients are dying in the first year of treatment. What does that mean? To me, it's a very scary thing, because what that means is that if you're 65 or older, so they looked at everyone over 65, and it is 23% are dying within a month of starting dialysis, 45% within 6 months, 55% within a year. Horrible. If you go on dialysis, one, do exercise beforehand, eat right beforehand, manage stress, and you can, when you're in early stages, needing, just before you need dialysis, you can reverse it in many, many cases, in a lot of cases. We've seen a lot of them here reverse it in our programs. Get a coach and do reverse it. Coach meaning have your physician's office. It's paid for by Medicare. It's cheaper than dialysis for the Medicare people. That's why they pay for it. But you gotta stay healthy. This is tough. And going on dialysis doesn't mean you sit back and just relax and wait for life to take you away. You've got a responsibility of doing things the right way. After stroke, your bones need care. Absolutely, they need care. And only 15% of people are getting care. In a large study in Canada, and it's not because Canada's worse than America. Canada's probably better than America at this, but only 5% are getting bone mineral density tests after they have a stroke. This is a problem because when you have this, you're likely to be unbalanced and fall. You need it. Long-term antibiotic use. What do we mean by that? Taking it for more than 2 months at a time increases the risk of developing heart disease. It doubles it. So that's a big problem. If you're taking, if you have to have a antibiotic for a long term, for because you got gum disease in your teeth, or because you got a, you need to suppress bacterial infections, make sure you do other things healthy for your body, because otherwise there's a real problem. Propionate is the food additive used in mice. It changes the bacteria, the mice in their gut. It changes it in humans with type 2 diabetes, where it's been tested as well. Now, it's given. Propionate is called, that's propionate, is under the GRAS, generally recognized as safe heading by the FDA. So it's not even listed on most packages. What it means, stay away from processed foods. That's the essence. Because what happens is it changes the bacteria and changes the hormones in your liver. And they, the liver, turns out, produces more glucose, which you store. So this is a bad thing. Your brain, if you lose hearing, it turns out your brain if you lose sight, your brain sharpens your hearing. We've known that for a long time. We now know the mechanism. It increases the functioning of those specific neurons for hearing in your brain. Want to lower your risk for heart disease? Eat breakfast every morning. Grab a hard-boiled egg. Throw away the, throw away the yolk. Just eat the whites. Have avocado on whole wheat toast. Those are great breakfasts. Whatever you do, have a breakfast, because without it, you increase your risk for heart disease by about 25%. There is a heart disease connection with HPV with HPV infection, and a decrease since the people are getting a vaccination for it. So this is a very good thing. 80% of Americans will be infected, but now teens are getting the shots and are protected, and it's decreasing the risk of heart disease as well as HPV vaccine, HPV disease, that is the local viral disease, as well as the cancer that it causes. 43% of Americans exposed to unhealthy air. What does it mean? Well, if you live in those areas where it is worse, such as in the Los Angeles area, the San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose area, El Centro, and those are the Fresno, Madera, Hartford. Those are, that should be Fresno, Madera, Hanford area. Those are the worst areas. Best areas for living from a standpoint: Bangor, Maine, Burlington, South Burlington, Vermont, Honolulu, Lincoln, Beatrice, Nebraska, Palm Bay, Melbourne, Titusville, Florida, and Wilmington, North Carolina. So there are plenty of places to live where there isn't pollution. For those of you living in the rest, you got to lean on the president to do something about the EPA and to keep regulations there. The other story I wanted to cover is the 2 points. One is, what habits make it more likely for you to dream at night? It is eating food that upsets your stomach, eating late at night, drinking alcohol before bed, and lacking sleep in general. Those are the things that you've got to worry about if you're having too many dreams or they're keeping you up. ketogenic and diet and kids, yeah, there is a problem because it drastically eliminates carbohydrate. And so many of the kids avoid fruit and veggies. Don't avoid fruit and veggies. Even if you go keto, make sure you do healthy keto with a lot of fish. In any case, this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, 943A. Remember, the A segments, always news of the week and what it means to you. The B's are the guest segment. Come back. Remember, we've had some great guests recently. Last week, Pitts, from the former associate professor Pitts, who was a former associate commissioner of the FDA, talked to us about the measles vaccine, but more importantly about, I don't know, more importantly, that's pretty darn important, but also importantly, I guess I should say, about the importation of drugs into the U.S., that is medications, and the fact that it won't save much overall, and you have to worry about the quality of the drugs that is imported. And he gave some specific examples. My favorite, of course, we've had a wonderful set of interviews on immune disease and on eating to beat disease. Those are all great segments, and I hope you do take part of them. Thanks very much for listening. This is 943A. Darian, thanks great for engineering. And thank you, especially the listeners, for downloading us. We'll be back next week with 944A and 944B, the guest segment. Thanks again for listening.